Here's what happens when you vote yes on
Vision 2 promised a lot.
You'll protect thousands of good-paying jobs and help create even more. You'll see much-needed improvements to our infrastructure while keeping our taxes the same.
The ad said there was something for everyone in the $750 million tax extension, and the money race wasn't even close. Vision 2 supporters raised more than $500,000 for things like the ad you just heard. Opponents had about 10,000. Vision 2 co-chair and Tulsa Mayor Dewey Bartlett had every reason to be confident before the vote.
Well, I think that they're both going to pass.
After all, this would have extended the current Vision 2025 tax, which brought the new BOK Center. And the quality of life improvements were similar to Oklahoma City's popular MAPS projects.
We see Oklahoma City is providing terrific leadership, showing how a city can reinvent itself.
But Tulsa County voters weren't swayed. Even former House Speaker Chris Binge, the Tulsa Metro Chamber's senior vice president and one of Vision 2's biggest supporters, saw the flaws with the timing of the vote.
I think anything related to Vision would have ideally been preferable to have happened a few years down the line.
The Vision 2025 tax doesn't expire for five more years, so there's plenty of time to extend it. But American Airlines declared bankruptcy last year and started discussing layoffs. There's worry the company could relocate, especially if much-needed upgrades aren't made soon to its city-owned maintenance facility. Binge says that's what forced the Vision 2 vote this election. He's disappointed in the result and says the problems at the airport aren't going to fix themselves.
The issue hasn't changed. The challenge hasn't changed, and that is that we have a potential, and we're potentially in jeopardy of losing jobs in the Tulsa community.
Binge says he recognizes voters are concerned about allocating hundreds of millions of dollars to a company that made no promises to stay, regardless of the outcome at the ballot box. He says supporters learned a lot last Tuesday and will try again.
During the campaign, I heard some who were opposed to the package that expressed or recognized that there was a challenge of trying to maintain the jobs. They seem to recognize that those are publicly owned buildings, that we have a landlord responsibility for, you know, to keep those buildings up and in working order.
Former City Councilman John Eagleton was against Vision 2 from the beginning. Of course, he and Mayor Bartlett are political enemies and have been since Eagleton was on the council. He says he doesn't like the idea of throwing money at American Airlines to keep it in Tulsa, or that the whole county would have to pay for it.
Tulsa should raise this tax inside the city limits of Tulsa and apply it, in my opinion, towards the capital assets of the city of Tulsa.
That would make the proposals in Tulsa more like the projects in Oklahoma City, which have proven to be popular with voters. Binge isn't sure what the next step is, but says it starts with talking to the community.
I can tell you that we're not going to stick our heads in the sand and just pretend that the problem doesn't exist or the challenge doesn't exist.
With that promise, voters could be faced with a familiar decision next November. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.